brother. What's up?
This is a good recording, man.
Yeah, brother, like, solid. Right on.
Hey, man.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love.
Now for the Empowerment Hour here on Praise 107.9, presented by the Jacksonville Urban League and First Thursday Jacksonville. And now, here's your host, Dr. Richard Danforth of the Jacksonville Urban League and Larry Williams of First Thursday Jacksonville.
All right. Good morning, Jacksonville, and welcome to the Empowerment Hour on Praise 107.9. We thank you for tuning in this Saturday morning. I am Jarmin Leitner with First Thursday Jacksonville and Harvest Intervention Services, along with my co-host, Larry Williams of First Thursday Jacksonville and Anchor Global Business, and Dr. Richard Danford of the Jacksonville Urban League, president of Jacksonville Urban League. And they're traveling this morning, so they left me here to hold it down with Steve. And so we're just excited to be here. And just want to remind you of our telephone number at any time in the show. If you want to make comments or have questions about what we're discussing, that telephone number is 831-1079. And remember, listeners, that the callers who call in, their comments are their opinions and do not reflect the opinions of the Empowerment Hour, the co-host, or Praise 107.9. So, good morning, Larry.
Hey, good morning. Happy Saturday. And I would say just, hey, what's going on, Jacksonville? It's good to be out here again and speaking with you all about some of the things that are going on in Jacksonville and across the country. So, happy Saturday.
Yes, happy Saturday. All right, Dr. Danford, happy Saturday to you. You're traveling. How are you?
Good morning, Jarmin and Larry, and to our listeners out there. I travel up to St. Louis, Missouri. I want you to know that this is not Jacksonville weather up here. You know, trying to figure out how to prepare for the cold weather. We were told that we would get a little snow this morning, and of course, I'm looking outside, and that may be a small amount of snow, but I'm here for a memorial ceremony for one of our colleagues of the Urban League, a very, very good friend of mine, James Buford, served as president of St. Louis Urban League for many years. He was he served during the riots over in Ferguson. He was very helpful and instrumental in ameliorating that situation over there. So I'm here to pay respect and to let his family know that, you know, he was well respected and received in the Urban League movement. And just a shout out to all of the people who are involved in Urban Leagues around the country, and what a major job we have, what a tremendous opportunity we have, really to help right some of the wrongs that that we're experiencing in this country. So thank you guys. It's good to be here, and I hope things are going well in Jacksonville.
All right. Well, our condolences for the loss, and our prayers and thoughts are with you and the family and the Jacksonville Urban League team.
Absolutely. Our condolences, and thank you for being able to go down and to St. Louis and, you know, manage the snow and be able to represent the Jacksonville Urban League.
All right. So like we always say here on the Empowerment Hour, we are here to bring information to you to just educate and bring awareness of what's going on locally. And sometimes we touch on things that are statewide and on a national level. And we just encourage you as listeners to do your due diligence, you know, your research, and you get involved when you hear some information that, you know, may just sit well with you and you want to know more. You know, follow that instinct and go with it. But I just want to say, number one, our greatest empowerment is Jesus Christ. So here on the Empowerment Hour, we give him honor and give him praise. And I'm just thankful and grateful for another day and so grateful for his mercy. So I wanted to start off on a positive note with the graduation rates for our Duval County schools.
Yes.
It has increased, and that's wonderful news to hear that the graduation rates have increased in Duval County Public Schools, and it has increased to where it has earned its highest federal graduation rate in the district's history.
Wow, that's really awesome. And we talk about education all the time.
Hold on, Dr. Danford. Wait a minute, Dr. Danford. Go ahead, Larry.
That's it. That's great news for the Duval County Public Schools and seeing that graduation rate increase. It's always good to hear positive things about what's going on in the education of our children. And kudos to Dr. Green over there at the superintendent. You know, we get here a lot of negative news about what's going on with our district and the schools and the academic performance. So congratulations and kudos to Dr. Green, the teachers, and the school board over there, who's allowing her to do the best job that she can in keeping our kids and keeping that graduation rate increasing. That's something that, you know, even though we are dealing with, you know, lack of adequate facilities and low teacher pay, around one of the lowest teacher pay rates around the state, that they're still doing a great job of educating our kids.
Yes, absolutely. Dr. Danford?
Right. Kudos to Dr. Green. And I just don't understand, team, how they are continuing to believe that the superintendent should be either appointed by the mayor or elected.
Right.
You know, I just don't understand the rush to do that, especially considering all of the drama we have in our city as it relates to just major things. We're in a very precarious situation in Jacksonville. We've got to find a way we've just got to figure out how we can become more trusting and there can be more transparency. And more importantly, I believe that we've got to find a better way of engaging the community such that, you know, the community can have some input into how to deal with the situations that we have in Jacksonville. So I'm hopeful and I'm looking forward to working certainly with the school system, Dr. Green, and the sheriff and the administration, you know, bring people in that really want to help and may have some ideas as to how to do better. We're open to being involved and certainly want to reach out and hopefully, well, not hopefully, but I know that we can do a lot better in our city.
So, Dr. Danford, you mentioned the bill that Representative Jason Fisher presented to focus on a mayor-appointed school board in Duval County and an elected superintendent. Now, that was definitely there were definitely talks about it in last year in 2019, and Fisher is continuing with this initiative in 2020. So House Bill 1079 calls for an elected top role with a four-year term, and the bill also limits the position to two terms. So there are some specifications in the bill, but it is to have a mayor-appointed school board and an elected superintendent.
Why do we have to fix something that's not broke? Okay, this is all
political. Don't you think that we have enough to do over at the Jacksonville Electric Authority and some of other issues, the crime situation? We're already off to a start where we've had several murders here in January. We're tracking almost the same number that we had in 2019, last January. So we've got to come up with some different strategies. And it's not whether you elected a superintendent or not. We've got to do some serious work in our community.
So it sounds like, Dr. Danford, it's not so much as the process of getting them in there, but who we're putting in place and what they are actually going to do for the school system.
Well, if you continue to put unqualified people in high positions, and I'm not going to speak to whether the former CEO was qualified for that job. I mean, it speaks for itself. But when you go into a situation where with the idea of deceiving the public and coming up with some sleazy approaches where top administrators, can receive tremendous compensation, possibly, for the sale of the utilities, that's all we have. I mean, that's the moneymaker for the city's budget. And, they're talking about selling this, but it's a terrible situation, and hopefully the council, and I see that the council is stepping up and will take care of this and other situations in our community.
Yes, Larry, go ahead.
I concur with Dr. Danford on the JEA situation and how it works out. But, we're talking about installing a similar situation over at the school district. If it's not broke, why are we trying to fix it? We have enough problems as it is. And that same process, that system that they're trying to install with the mayor-appointed school board and elected superintendent is similar to the one over there at JEA. And we saw how that worked when it came down to making critical decisions about whether to sell the utility or not. I think we're trying to, again, fix something that isn't broken so that we can accommodate political strategies of controlling the school district's budget and also controlling who's in that position to oversee an elected superintendent. It doesn't make any sense to have an elected superintendent and then a mayor appointed
school board. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's what is being presented for 2020, and there are several other bills that are being presented and that are on the table locally, and we are going to touch on those when we return from our first music break. Again, the telephone number is 831-1079. If you have any comments or questions, give us a call. This is the Empowerment Hour on Praise 107.9, and we'll be back.
The new Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience.
He said, "You know my name."
As soon as he did that, I was like, I love it! I love it!
You know my name. He said it again, he said, "You know my name." Yeah, yeah. You know my name. And oh, how you walk with me.
Woo!
And oh, how you talk with me.
I hear you say, oh, how you tell me.
And oh, how you tell me that I.
Let's say it real loud together.
You know my name. You know my name. Yeah. Say you has he been walking with you? And oh, how you talk with me.
Oh, how you talk with me.
Oh, how you tell me. And oh, seconds, and somebody just say something to him. Come on, raise up your voices and tell him how awesome he is. God, you're faithful. You're the lover of my soul, the keeper of my life. God, I adore you. God, we honor you tonight. Somebody just worship him. You're faithful, God. You're my peace. You're my joy. You're my life. You're my keeper. God, my strength. God, my father. God, you're my help. God, you're my comfort. God, you're my joy and my deliverance. Somebody worship the Father tonight.
Right. Welcome back to the Empowerment Hour, and that was a perfect song, Steve. You know,
yeah, that was very powerful.
God knows our name. Yes, and we are just so thankful for his comfort and his love. That is Jesus Christ, our greatest empowerment. So welcome back to the Empowerment Hour on Praise 107.9. I'm Jarmin Leitner, along with Larry Williams, and we do have a special guest caller that's going to talk to us this morning a little bit about a play that is upcoming next month, and that's Black History Month, a play that is taking place on February 9th. So we have Mr. Barry McLeod, a talented, gifted playwriter. Did I say that right, Barry?
I think you're pretty close.
All right. Well, talk about what's going on and coming up on February 9th.
Well, we're excited to do Black History Month with a couple of special things that we'll be doing in the same evening. First, we're going to start off with the private screening of my new film, which is titled Black Green. And I'm excited about it because this is my first film, and so my first time having a screening. So
okay.
I want to share that with the city of Jacksonville and get some good feedback. And then when we finish that, which this is a short film, by the way, and then when we finish that, we're going to do my romantic comedy play, Divorcing Us. So last time, last August, we did the show, but that the hurricane came in town, and it kind of just ruined everything.
Mm-hmm.
So Hurricane Dorian, I'm sure everybody remember that. So we had a super, super wet weekend, and a lot of people who actually bought tickets didn't make it to the show. It was so wet.
Okay.
So we want to bring it back this time and give people a chance to see it. And this show has been well-received in other cities throughout Florida. And so we're excited about doing it for Black History Month.
Okay, so I wanted to ask a little bit about your first short film. Tell us the name of that again and a little bit about what it's about.
Okay, it's called Black Green. And it's just simply about a lot of people who just don't experience economic balance and empowerment. And we want to enlighten some people about some ideas and some things to engage people and try to excite people and give people a new perspective on some angles toward economic empowerment and economic balance within their communities. And so it's going to be very, very interesting. I haven't done anything quite like this before,
mm-hmm.
and I'm really, really curious to see how people are going to respond to it. But I think people are going to appreciate what we're talking about.
Okay. And you also mentioned after filming your first short film, you will present the romantic comedy Divorcing Us. And so give us a brief summary of the play.
Very, very funny play, but so true to life. It's about a husband and wife who meet to plan their divorce. Things go south, and God saves their marriage. That's the whole play. But we deal with some of almost every dynamic that almost every couple will go through in their marriage or relationship. And the main point about it is trying to show that we can do the best we can as human beings, but it pretty much takes, in my opinion, a higher power to make something work, you know, particularly in this case, a marriage. So, but it's very funny, and it's been well received, like I see in other cities. And so we really like to encourage couples to come out and see this play. Now, the seating is limited where we're going to have this at. So I'm kind of hoping that people will respond quickly and get their tickets. And we do have a couple of ticket locations where they can pick up tickets.
Okay, and so where is that? Where is everything going to take place, the date and the time, and where can the audience pick up tickets?
Okay, the show will be inside the Maceo Elks Lodge, which is downtown, 712 West Duval Street. And it's going to be February the 9th at 5 p.m. So once you get out of church and go get your dinner and everything and relax, come out and enjoy this Black History Month event. And tickets can be purchased at the Maceo Elks Lodge, also at T. Posh Naturals Cafe, which is located at 1818 North Davis Street, formerly the 8th Street Cafe.
Okay. So Barry, just had a question. So in your travels with the play, Divorcing Us, are you seeing couples respond in a way where, you know, they're admitting, yes, we have marriage challenges. Yes, marriage is hard. And the play has really brought some, you know, I guess some things to light for those couples.
Jarman, let me tell you honestly, every single time, wherever we have gone, people have come up and said the kind of things that have made me feel like I'm really thankful that God blessed me to write this play and be able to produce it and present it to people, because we cover some of those everyday things that people go through, and we give people, the audience, a chance to laugh and really think about some of the things that they actually have done or are doing, and be able to put it in a better perspective and be able to talk about it in a way that they can listen to each other and respond, you know, back to each other without biting each other's head off. And in that way, they make a lot of progress, because communication is a key thing. And a lot of times people can see what you did, but they don't see what they did. And this play takes it where you see it on both sides, regardless of which actor is portraying that particular instance that, you know, that may be taking place in that audience's actual real life.
Okay. All right. Communication is definitely key. And
absolutely. And that's applicable across the board, you know, when we talk about communications and when we talk about communications amongst our spouses, you know, that's something that is really critical. And if you don't have it, you're not going to be very successful in your marriage. And I like the way that Barry and his team have put together this show, and I look forward to having an opportunity to view it.
All right. So, Barry, again, we thank you so much for calling in. That's Barry McLeod, and the play is titled Divorce in Us, and it's going to take place on February 9th at the Maceo Elks Lodge at 5 o'clock p.m. You can get your tickets at the Maceo Elks Lodge. And there's going to be a filming of a short film called Black Green, and followed by the play Divorce in Us. So get your tickets, come on out, support Barry, and be entertained with this romantic comedy and information on some economic development in the short film called Black Green.
Thank you so much. And my website is BarryEspercloud.com if anybody wants to go and get more information.
Okay, thank you once again for calling in.
And thank you so much for having me.
All right, have a great day. All right, so that's another opportunity to be entertained with a romantic comedy, Larry, in reference to marriages. And we know that, you know, marriage is a huge undertaking, and it is a challenge for a lot of people, you know, whether they are being forthcoming about it or not. I know that with Harvest Intervention Services, we do get calls for couples counseling. And even if it's not necessarily couples that are wanting to come in, if we are counseling children and adolescents, there are always differences when it comes to, you know, spouses and the challenges that they face. So again, be encouraged in your marriages and hey, let's grow in our communication so that we can have better relationships.
Yeah, and Jarman, you know, speaking of the marriage, is that, you know, the, you know, being married is a job. You know, it's a 365 and this year 366 days because it's leap year challenge. And but you know, it's a lot of give and take, and it's a lot of communication, and it's a, it, you know, it's, you know, when we talk about give and take, it's more about understanding and learning to mature along with your spouse, you know, understand that everything that we're doing is in the glory of God, especially with our marriages and raising our children. And you know, as a 47-year veteran of being married and
ooh, 47 years! Congratulations.
Yeah, yeah. And so it's always, it's good to hear about plays and other things that can work to help our young couples, you know, make it through those critical periods in a marriage. And they, you know, I know we had some rocky times through those 47 years, but you know, you start developing a degree of trust. And that main thing that Barry was talking about, communications, is really what keeps us going in our marriage. So it's always good to hear something positive coming out.
All right. So, Larry, we do have a caller on the line. Is it Paul?
This is Paul, yes.
All right. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm fine.
All right. What would you...
Hey, Paul, happy Saturday, man. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Larry, and Dr. Danford and German. Yeah, this is your fan Paul from Sarasota, Bradenton area.
All right.
Hey, and can you just help, for those who are not, you know, residents of Jacksonville, explain back to the school board. Is your school board bigger, the geographical area bigger than city of Jacksonville? Is it the whole county? And two, is the current school board elected, and do they hire the superintendent? I was just listening to the bill that is being proposed to change that. So what is the current makeup today that is being proposed to be changed? Thank you.
Okay, this is Larry. Thanks, Paul, for calling in and being a part of the show and supporting us. Currently the school board is elected, and the elected school board hires the superintendent, and that has been the setup. And to the more important question is that, the city of Jacksonville, Duval County and Jacksonville consolidated about 51 mm-hmm. years ago. So the superintendent position and the school board extends throughout the county, if I am correct.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, so it did consolidate, and it covers all of Duval County, so that does include Jacksonville. So, yes, they are proposing to change the way that the officials are put in place now, to where it is appointed or either elected. So if the bill does pass, that is a change that we will see in Duval County Public Schools. And we're going to have to take another music break. Steve is flagging me. So the telephone number again is 831-1079. That's 831-1079. Give us a call with any questions or comments. Again, thank you, Paul, for calling in with your question. Yes, and we're going to take a music break. This is the Empowerment Hour on Praise 107.9, and we'll be back.
You call my name, knew my past, covered my shame. This amazing grace you've shown, so patiently you've shown.
me, God, where would I be? Lift it up now if you let me.
Thank you, Lord, for never giving up on us. We are back here on the Empowerment Hour on Praise 107.9. I'm Jarmin Leitner along with Larry Williams, and we're just excited to be here today. Just so thankful for another
Amen.
Day. And we just appreciate all our callers who have been calling in this morning. Thank you for tuning in. We have another caller on the line where we're going to talk a little bit about health, you know, our health in our community and how important it is. We continue to talk about mental health as well as physical health. And so we have Dr. Otis Kirksey, who's on the line with us, calling from Tallahassee. Good morning, Dr. Kirksey.
Good morning.
All right. Well, we thank you so much for calling in, and just wanted you to share a little bit about diabetes again. You know, diabetes affects the African-American community a lot. We have a high percentage of African Americans who are dealing with the disease. So just share with us some of the information and the knowledge you have.
Okay. Well, thanks for this opportunity. I'm always eager to spread the word about diabetes and prevention. We have about a little over 30 million people in the United States that have diabetes, and African Americans are impacted about almost two times as much as their white counterparts. And so oftentimes the type of diabetes that African Americans experience, type 2, many times when they're diagnosed, they already have some long-term complications already beginning to take effect. And so it's so critical, you know, this program that you guys are doing, because it elevates the community's you know, knowledge and alertness as it relates to health. I mean, we got to get in and get checked. You know, diabetes is a silent disease.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I tell my patients, when your foot hurts, you know, you go to the doctor, or you have a headache, you know, you take a Tylenol and so forth. But oftentimes, you know, you don't have any symptoms, or they're so subtle that you don't realize that you have it. So that's why it's important that we have routine doctor visits to make sure that we catch it. I think the good thing that we need to know is that once we find out and it's adequately treated, we can prevent the complications.
All right. Well, you know, January is Healthy Weight Awareness Month, and we know that weight also is it either a contributing factor, Dr. Kirksey, or is it a sign, could be a sign of diabetes?
Well, in type 2 diabetes, obesity or being overweight is the most profound predictor.
Okay.
Developing type 2 diabetes. So it plays a very, very important role in the pathology of the disease.
And
now, let me also say is that just because you're skinny don't mean you can't get diabetes.
Right, okay.
right.
Absolutely.
Okay, so it doesn't, just because you're not overweight doesn't mean that you cannot get diabetes, okay? So
exactly, because it's also in our genes as well. So it's who you are. and what you do, what your lifestyle, that actually can really contribute to whether or not you develop diabetes.
Hey, Jama.
Yes.
And if Dr. Kirksey can hear me, I wanted to expand on that a little bit. And we were talking off air about the how folks that are dealing with diabetes and how the Medicaid program, how it works in the state of Florida as far as you know, our health and being able to get assistance through Medicaid. Is that something that we need to be concerned about as we go through? We're talking about a lot of political stuff here.
I think that anytime you begin to decrease funds for uninsured and that you can't, it's going to have an impact. But I think, you know, we missed the boat a couple of years ago when we're able to expand Medicaid, because currently, you know, Florida has probably one of the most conservative Medicaid policies. And, yes, you know, it's almost impossible to get on Medicaid if you are a adult male who's working without a disability and so forth. And so, you know, yes, it's going to impact the population of folks. The dollars are going to be limited. But, you know, I think the other piece is that we need to be aware there are other resources out there, like federally qualified community health centers. And, you know, if you are uninsured or underinsured and you need primary care, you know, almost every city in this state has a, or county has a FQHC. I think you have Agape there in Jacksonville. And so yes, these centers, man, are designed to provide quality primary care that is affordable to uninsured people in, you know, in the state.
Okay, and those are called FQHCs, federally
right,
qualified health care centers, where
yep,
people
federally
can go.
Qualified community health centers.
Community health, okay, centers. And we know that the cuts are coming. You know, it's about $70 million cuts just to Florida Medicaid alone, $4 billion in cuts just nationwide. And it's going to affect a lot of people who are uninsured and underinsured. But again, there are resources out there for you to be able to stay up on top of your health and get those routine checkups and that medicine that's needed.
Well, Jarman and Dr. Otis, one of the things when we talk about these cuts, and we need to understand that our listeners need to understand that these cuts are through to Medicaid, to the Medicaid program, are basically political and trying to you know, dissolve and any type of partnership through the federal government. That it's a state option of whether they want to receive additional Medicaid support or not. And this goes back to the support of the ACA or lack thereof, and the politicians' efforts to get rid of it in on a national level, and we're being punished on the state level. Our communities are for lack of more funding from the Medicaid program because of politics.
Yes, yes, and we're seeing even changes on the, you know, the provider side of these cuts. So it is definitely here. And again, we like to bring this information so that you are aware of what's going on and you can take action on that. So Dr. Otis Kirksey, we thank you again so much for calling in and sharing that information about diabetes and our health and how important it is.
Thanks for the opportunity and have a great Saturday.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right, yeah, so we need to, you know, stay on top of our health. Again, January is a healthy weight awareness month. There's always some kind of health awareness going on each month. And so, you know, we just need to be mindful. I think they put healthy weight awareness in January, Larry, because so many people make resolutions to lose weight in January. So,
perhaps they should put it in December, because by the time we get to January, we've already busted that resolution.
gained the weight in the month of November and December because of the holidays. So, I just wanted to move on, Larry, to talk a little bit about a device that's getting a lot more attention in the United States now that is in 95% of the hospitals in the United Kingdom, and it's called The Cuddle Cot. And it it is.
Oh yeah!
It's supposed to help. It's designed. This is its purpose is to help parents who suffer the loss of a stillborn baby to be able to spend more time with their stillborn baby. The cuddle cot actually cools the baby and allows the parents to hold the baby. You know, change the baby's diaper if they want to, and it's thought that it's a way to help the parents through the grieving process. So, you know, I'm interested if any callers have any comments about whether they feel like they would utilize this device. I mean, it costs about $2,700 per cuddle cot, and it's utilized in hospitals for those parents to use it to go through their grieving process. I mean, it's going to become more available in the United States, but like I mentioned, it's already overseas being used quite a bit.
Yeah, John, and my comments are that I understand that how some people will, you know, in their emotional state of losing a child, you know, at birth, you know, might feel. But I think at that point, instead of a cuddle cot, they need to get some psychological counseling,
right?
Because they need to move on from that. You know, the death is a part of life, and as sure as we're all born, we're going to die. And putting the family or in an emotional state, making that decision on whether to pay $2,700 for a cuddle. What is it?
A cuddle cot. And it only gives you, you know, just a little more time, you know, with the baby. So I agree that, you know, counseling is what the parents would need. That would be best to help them through their grieving process if they feel like they're in that state of mind. You know, some people don't feel like they even need the help. And that's why we talk about mental health here on the Empowerment Hour, because it is very much alive and well, and people need the help to get through the traumatic experiences that they go through. And so a professional counselor can help talk you through that and provide you with strategies that can help you. And again, it's not the counselor's responsibility to do it for you, but they are that support and that guide to help you through it. And there are many things as the patient that you are responsible for. And sometimes we just don't want to take that extra step to do what it is that we need to do.
Well, it bounces back to, again, communications. And when we're in those emotional moments, it's almost, you know, when we're funeralizing anyone, John, and we get to a point where folks will, you know, take advantage of your emotional state and you know, lead you down roads and get you into debt that is unnecessary. And it goes back to not just the mental health, it's our physical health as well. Many families spend millions of dollars trying to save their loved ones who might have contracted cancer. And, you know, when you're in a stage four cancer situation, very few, if any, survive. And this is when these clinics and hospitals and so forth, you know, really prey on those folks and take advantage of them, knowing well in advance that there's no opportunity for survival, yet they have these folks spending their
money,
future's livelihood,
yes,
in trying to save them. So you'll be aware and communicate and also research what your situation is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Larry, can you believe it? We're on our last segment of the show, our Entrepreneur Corner, where we encourage our small business owners to call in and share their services or products. So that telephone number is 831-1079. And we're going to take a music break. This is the Empowerment Hour on Praise 107.9.
The ultimate gospel experience. The new Praise 107.9.
Word of God is power, sharper than a sword. It knows the thoughts you're thinking and what you're feeling in your heart. It'll teach you, train you, transform you if you let it in. It'll cover you and carry you, turn you away from sin. If you want to be like Jesus and leave sick in your body and you're ready to be healed, speak the word. If the way you're thinking has really got to change, speak the word. 'Cause the power of life and death is in what you say. The word of God is your weapon. Use it to fight and win. Speak the word. You gotta speak the word. Oh, yeah.
The word of God is power, sharper than a sword. It knows your thoughts, your thinking, and what you're feeling in your heart. It'll teach you, train you, transform you. If you let it in, it'll cover you and carry you, turn you away.
Right, well, welcome back to the Empowerment Hour on Praise 107.9. I'm Jarmin Leitner along with Larry Williams, and we are in our final segment of the show, the Entrepreneur Corner. And we do have a couple of callers. If you could turn, someone has their radio on, you could turn that down for us because we're getting a lot of feedback. So good morning to our first caller. I believe it's Aisha.
Yes, good morning.
Okay, good morning. Thank you for calling. And what would you like to share with our listeners?
So I am the owner and operator of Accessible Aging, LLC.
Okay.
We are a occupational therapy background-based business, and we provide senior home safety assessments, and I want to add they are free home safety assessments for seniors. And we want to allow seniors to be able to age in place. So that means we also provide installation of grab bars. We're doing smart home technology, fall prevention technology, and also like adaptive equipment, shower chairs and transfer tub benches and things like that.
Okay, so and tell us the name of the business again, because is it on the lines of like home health care?
So what it is like I said, my background is occupational therapy. So we go in, our primary mission is to decrease the risk of falls in the elderly.
Okay.
So what we do is we go in and we do a home safety assessment, and the home safety assessment is free. And after that assessment, we determine what recommendations we can make to make the home safer. So okay. After that, that's when, a grab bar needs to be installed or, different types of services. We provide different types of services like that. Now, those services are free.
That's a very good
the home safety assessment is free.
In,
but what we do have affordable.
Hold on, Larry. Okay. Okay. So you do a home assessment, and your primary mission is to make the home safe for the elderly. You assess and determine whether they are a fall risk, and then you make the necessary recommendations to put that in place in the home to keep them in the home instead of placing them out of the home in a nursing home facility or as such.
Exactly.
Okay.
You got it.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right.
Yes,
well,
ma'am.
Larry was saying that sounds like a great business. It does, because we have so many elderly who live alone or who have someone else that's elderly in the home that really can't support them as they need it. And so that sounds like a great business to have and to help and support our elderly. So give us your telephone number or website for our listeners. If they're interested, they can contact you.
Yes, for sure. So my phone number, is area code 904-800-9874. And my website is ableaging@gmail.com. And the website is ableaging.com.
Okay, ableaging.com. All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in. Go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, that's awesome. As an entrepreneur, I love that type of business where folks are thinking out of the box and also providing the needed service as well. And our elderly, regardless of what we think, they need help. And things, businesses like this are really necessary as we get to a more aging population. So kudos to the business owner. And please call in again and keep our listeners aware of how your business is doing.
Yes. All right. And good morning. We have Michael Cobb on the line. Good morning, Michael. I don't know if that's background.
How you guys doing?
Good. I think we're hearing some background noise where you are. So just, I don't know if it's something on the, if it's your cell phone or something that's going on in the back. Okay.
Hold on 1 second, Jeremy. Let me take care of that.
Okay. So he needs So, Michael, I know you have some events that are coming up, and it's over. It's going to be over at Regency Square Mall. Is that correct? Okay. Michael must have put us on hold.
All right, Chairman, is that better?
Okay, yes, it sounds better. And I was just mentioning to the listeners that you do have an event that's coming up over at Regency Square Mall.
Correct, yeah. Accentuate Boutique is hosting the third annual Family Health Fitness Beauty Expo. It's going to take place at Regency Square Mall. I'd like to thank Vet Masters, the Corvette Club, will be part of this event as well. We'll be lining close to the food court area, beautiful Corvettes, giving people, you know, some fitness ideas, some healthy ideas for the upcoming year.
Okay.
And we do have vending opportunity to contact me. Telephone number is 904-625-7937, 904-625-7937 for vending opportunity.
All right, Michael. All right. And that's Michael of Accentuate, and he's over at Regency Square Mall. And you have this wonderful upcoming family event. So we thank you. Always thank you for calling in and supporting the Empowerment Hour.
Thank you. You guys have a wonderful weekend.
You too. All right. So we got a couple entrepreneurs that have called in and let us know about their business or events that are coming up. Again, the phone lines are still open. The number is 831-1079. If you're just now tuning in, you have about 5 minutes where you can get a plug in for about your business. So I'm going to take a few moments to talk about Harvest Intervention Services, where we provide the psychological testing and counseling services that are needed to address mental health challenges, behavioral challenges, and even learning challenges. So if you have any young children, we service children from birth on up to adolescence. We have started taking on adults as well, but we believe highly in early intervention and in providing that foundation very young so that they have what they need to be able to thrive in school. So if your child is experiencing any learning challenges or are not being able to pay attention in class, follow directions, any kind of oppositional behaviors, hyperactivity, or even may show some signs of autism, we take care of the assessment part of that. If they need a full psychological evaluation, we'll make that recommendation if needed, as well as providing the counseling and even the one-on-one tutoring if needed. So that telephone number is 904-595-6516, or you can visit harvestinterventions.com. All right. So, Larry.
Okay. Yes. Hey, John, that's good. You know, it's been a good show so far, and we want to thank our callers who, you know, helped make the show that much better. And keep calling in because, our listeners need to know, and hear different information and communication outside of ours. And so we appreciate all the callers. And, again, we want to focus on the entire community as far as not only entrepreneurship and some of the crisis things that are going on, as Dr. Danforth shares with our audience every Saturday about the homicide rate in our county. But we want to focus on some of the positive things that are happening in our community and some of the new businesses that are starting up and having an opportunity to be successful. And we encourage the listeners to support those callers and their businesses, not just on Saturday, but throughout the week, because, you know, when we have businesses just like the Harvest Intervention Services, you know, the life goes on, and it's a continual challenge every day for these entrepreneurs to try and be successful. But they can only be successful if we support them.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Larry. So just wanted to highlight some other things since we'll be wrapping up here in a minute. So, Larry, we talked some about the bills, the new bills that are being introduced in 2020. And it was interesting that Senator John Rogers is putting forward a bill that would ban cell phone use for anyone under the age of 21.
So FOS, John. SOS. That's on Philly. We have so many important things for our politicians to be addressing that we go to something that's really just about the silliest thing I've heard. I'm speechless. It's trying to find out what the person that was putting that out there, even in a bill process, was thinking. I mean, you know, sometimes, you know, it's instead of saying something, we need to just be quiet and people won't know how silly we really are.
Well, according to the bill that he's proposing, he's saying that people under 21 are not developmentally mature enough to have cell phones, much like firearms, cigarettes, and alcohol. So if you are caught with that, you can go to prison or even be fined $1,000.
Yeah, so that's, again, as I said, you know, if you're a politician, please don't follow this guy's mantra. We have enough silly things going on with in this current fight of how, you know, especially starting at the top at the White House over there, and some of the things that are coming out there and being implemented under the guise of security and. You know, the scare tactics that are being used about the immigration and then, you know, attacking other countries because we feel like it, or trying to use it as a distraction for